Hi, we're millennial marketing and technology experts working exclusively with associations. This is Rethink Association, where we dissect the emerging research on how to revamp your approach to appeal to Gen Y and Z, to thrive and to stay relevant in today's streaming mobile world.
Hi, welcome to the premiere episode of Rethink Association. Today, we're going to start out by just giving you a little bit of background on who we are, why we're doing this, and what we do. Rethink Association was born out of the need to reevaluate the way associations are approaching emerging markets and their trends.
All of us are millennials with hands-on experience. We work with associations every day. So we understand how to leverage mainstream media, mainstream marketing technology to support the future of associations. One of the really interesting stats that has come up recently is that we're seeing that 10,000 baby boomers are retiring every day. So if you think about that, millennials and Gen Z are now the majority, not only of the population, but also the majority of those coming into the professional arena. Millennials and Gen Z aren't really seeing the benefit of being a part of an association. So we're trying to explore that gap and really understand what associations can do to attract these newer generations.
Rethink Association is a monthly podcast where we will explore different ideas in this space. We'll be interviewing guests on different viewpoints and coming up with new ideas to inspire you to revolutionize your marketing approach. So as well as sharing valuable insights, we'll be talking about successes that we have with our own clients. So for this episode one, we just want to give you a taste of who we are and why we think associations need to reach these very distinctive generations. So to kick it off, I'll introduce Ariel.
So I actually started college full-time at the age of 14, pursuing a degree in computer science. Right out of college, I decided to start my career as a developer and then actually evolved into a project manager over time just by managing different peers in my group. I worked for corporate for a while and then went into the agency world and really became a young professional. Ironically, associations report that 56% of young professionals aren't really targeted as being members. It's one of those things where we just aren't aware of associations that exist. Myself, being in the working field now for about a decade, I personally don't belong to an association at all. I describe myself as being driven, right? I'm always looking for a challenge, always looking for the next thing and to shake things up a bit. I have a why not mindset. If there's something new to try, why not give it a try?
And that's Ariel, like the mermaid.
Yes, just like the mermaid, but I can't swim.
I can't swim.
It's okay, she walks sometimes.
Yeah. That's right.
So hi guys, I'm Nicole. I started my career by studying communication in college. Like most millennials, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life when I got out of high school. So looking at the different options, I thought communication was really interesting. Just wanted to dig more into the way that we interact interpersonally and professionally. And I also studied graphic design as my minor. And kind of the combination of that, I eventually stumbled into this cool place in between marketing technology. I have a passion for designing aesthetic and effective experiences digitally. And not only designing those, but then understanding how they actually work technically. I have about 10 years of experience. Most of that actually started in the nonprofit world. My first job was in nonprofit. And then I moved into corporate world for about seven years. And then coming back into association. And it's been really interesting to kind of take those tools and practices that I learned from the for-profit and how we can apply that into some of those challenges that associations are facing today. I describe myself as a problem solver, innovator, and I would say resourceful. Like I really try to make the most of what's available to us. What are the resources that we have and how can we really use them to get results?
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm all things digital all the time. Just have a ton of screens on at once. Probably spend too much time online. Did buy a book on getting off my screens and did not finish it. Don't plan on going back. So a little bit about me. Again, I totally relate to what Nicole said. I didn't know what I wanted to do out of high school. I kind of looked at my degree options, like it was a menu, and just picked business because it felt like it would give me a good career. And that led me to marketing, which was very interesting. I love thinking about markets, going to market with a new product or service, and, you know, getting leads and going after the whole journey. Of course, it has expanded completely in my 10 years working either when the agency side that was more creative into now that's a little bit more on the technical side at High Road, which is a place to be. I would rather much more dive into data and think through that. So as far as being a part of associations, it never crossed my mind unless I was a student. My professor told me about the American Marketing Association. It was a lot cheaper then when it became like $300. It was not something I was ever going to do. My company did get a membership, so we would go to some meetings. So aside from that, just curious what it is on the other side from the person to the consumer side of things, is because we're always solving for the association technology and the marketing. So that's my interest. Thinking through it that, you know, 62% of associations are experiencing flat or declining membership. So, you know, with that stat out there, it totally makes sense based on our experiences. So just want to explore that a little bit more.
Well, yeah. And I think we're seeing this decline because in the past, when you start your career, you sort of just join the association within your profession by default. Recruiting new membership may not have had to be such an emphasis for associations in the past because the members came to them. Now, I'm not so sure that's actually the case. There are a lot of other organizations and networking opportunities outside of the realm of associations. I know many associations are starting to put more resources into their recruitment strategies to address this. But what we're uncovering here is that recruitment strategy really needs to be targeted towards appealing to younger generations since they are the upcoming workforce. And I'm not sure that's happening yet.
To back that up, I was with a client and I built a filter for their data that said, give me everyone who was born before or after 1980. I don't know. It was not a huge fraction of their data and it floored them. They're like, I've never even thought of it that way.
I think AIGA is an example of an association who's doing a great job of having a digital presence, appealing to those younger generations. One recent example was a portfolio review they did recently for graduating college seniors. And they essentially pulled in the members and volunteers of experienced professionals within their organization. And they matched them with a college senior who was just starting to come into the workforce. I think this is a great way of bringing value to the younger generation, right? Getting them this feedback that's crucial to help them going into interviews, going to a new job. And I think it's also a really great way of helping to integrate those different demographics, bringing the experienced professionals and the older professionals to network with these younger professionals.
At AAGA, I get promoted through Instagram stories from chapters, so volunteers, and they're really personable. It's like somebody that you know is a little bit senior, but also like could be a peer. Like you could like give them a high five or something. And then to know that they're a little more experienced, they can look at your portfolio, it would be valuable. But that's coming from like a volunteer. And so AIGA is leveraging like their work, like their volunteers completely. Yeah. Like individual cities and towns, like they have a pretty good web.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it like moving into other industries, graphic design is going to be more up to speed on digital and like technology. But when you get into things like CPA and healthcare, like how are they thinking about it? I think that will be interesting to dig into more and get some like firsthand thoughts from those industries to just see like, how are you guys thinking about this? Like, are you thinking about it? Like how do you appeal to somebody younger from a like CPA perspective?
CPAs, do they rely that you have to have all this education to remain with your license in your state or wherever you practice, right? Same with AMA, like American Medical, like, or just the medical societies, right? Like, don't they, it's not like you can get that coursework elsewhere that I'm aware of.
But you still have to pay for the course. So what, like, do I pay for membership and the course, or like if is being a member, does that give me a discount to access the course? Or like, you know, they're, yes, they're offering them, but why, like, again, why be a member versus just buying the courses as I need them?
Yeah, so like for PMI, when I had to get my project management cert, I became a member just because it took $50 off the overall price for the test. And it's like, well, at that point, it's free and it actually saves me money. So I'll take the time to fill out the form. Now, did I renew a year later? No, because it didn't add any value for me, right? Like I'm getting all these emails about meetups for people that are, you know, project managers for 30 years and writing books about it. Like it just wasn't tailored specifically to me, but they got my initial interest. Like they had the opportunity to actually send me those emails and market to me. I think that it's just,
what do you think?
Sometimes the strategy doesn't work long-term.
Yeah. What do you think it like would have worked for you if like, say you signed up, you got the membership, you got the discounted course, you took it. What do you think would have kept you interested and maybe made you want to renew?
To making the content relevant to me, right? So when they did their little weekly blogs or had new courses, because when you're a PMP, you have to actually recertify, you have to earn so many credits. So if they would have offered content that would have been valuable for me to help build my skill set and something that was, you know, like a quick and easy, I can do it on demand, that would be great. And I want something at convenient hours, right? So I want to be able to, if I'm up at 2 a.m., watch the recording and get what I need. Or if it's a training, just do it on demand at my own pace. So that way I can pause it where I need to and take a call or, you know, whatever, just come back to it. A lot of it's too structured. It's just too formal. And there's too much of an agenda and a schedule that make it feel like school. And that's the last thing that I want to go back to right now. I think there just needs to be more flexibility in really utilizing the technology that we have available and realizing that our generation is all about convenience. We want things now. Like we will cancel our Uber ride if it takes more than 5 minutes. We will get a Lyft so quick. Seriously, we don't have the patience to wait.
That's true. One thing I heard you say a couple times is like that you feel like it's super formal and like that's one of the turnoffs.
But I think that the norm for business speak or professional communication 20 years ago was very much formalized, proper, or buttoned up. And one of the big shifts that we're seeing in marketing messaging today is a move towards a more authentic, personal, and conversational approach. And I think this is a simple shift to make, but one that does make a big difference in appealing to younger generations. I can definitely see how falling back on the traditional formal tone could deter someone younger who might be more comfortable with a more authentic or humanized message. I think there also is a way to find a humorous conversational tone while still maintaining a professional and polished brand. And this can definitely take some experimentation for a while, you know, for associations who have been on the status quo for a long time. But that's what this is all about, right?
Absolutely. So you're speaking to this messaging that could be a little bit more conversational and feel a little more personalized to that younger generation. And another thing that we talk about that for-profits do often and really well is one, authentic content, but also user-generated content. So they'll leverage their loyal followers, people that really have bought into the brand and want to promote it on their own, even to their audiences. So these are audiences that are a little bit more niche, a little more curated, and I think it could really work for associations. I don't know that I've seen it done a whole lot, with the exception of the AIG example we keep using. So if you do get a couple young Gen Z or something, like they will share the crap out of the things they love everywhere, all the time. So like if you like get them to quote authentically, like what they think about you, there's some kind of strategy there.
Yeah, I like quotes and I like testimonials because I feel like those are actually real. They're authentic, right? Like,
yeah.
But I don't like the ones that are clearly like vetted. Like you could tell it's a fake quote or a fake testimonial. Like you want it to be legit. You want it to feel real when you read it.
All right. Awesome. So today we discuss how investing in new recruitment strategies, testing authentic personal tones, and highlighting user-generated content are all some great ways to help you start to appeal to newer generations. We highlighted where we see some issues with declining memberships and how appealing to new generations can support the future of associations. Next time on Rethink Association, we'll dig a little deeper into some of the trends and traits among Gen Z and millennials and discuss some tools and ideas to approach your recruitment strategy.
And stay tuned for more episodes. We'll be posting this on YouTube and attempting it to post to everywhere that you can stream your audio podcasts.
Thanks for joining us. This is Rethink Association.